Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yield Props. I'm Ronnie, and I'm with the gorgeous Ben Mandelker today. Hello, Benoons.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm doing so well, sweet little man. Everybody, welcome to Below Deck Day here on Watch What Crappens, and thank you to everybody who came out to our live shows in Texas this past weekend. Such a great time. Our next two are in Phoenix and in Los Angeles on the 23rd and 24th of February. The Los Angeles show is the 2023 Golden Crappies. That's our yearly award show. This year is at the Wiltern Theater, which is humongous. Please come. Oh my God. It's going to be an amazing show. Really fun guests and surprises and stuff like that. And it will be streamed this year. So if you are not able to make it to LA but want to get a streaming ticket, do that. The links for that are over on Watch What Crappens, okay? As well as our other shows, which I'll read to you real quick. Charlotte, Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, New York, Washington, San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and Mashantucket at the Foxwood Casino, where we finish it all up in June.
And I want to also add, we forgot to announce this in our Potomac episode, but people are already starting to champ at the bit for to vote. And we are going to have the ballot ready for Wednesday. Wednesday is the plan to have that ballot ready, barring no disasters or barring disasters. Either way, Wednesday, there will be the ballot is going to go live. You can vote. We have a ton of categories. We have a ton of nominations. We had so much fun whittling down all the categories on our little road trip from Austin to Dallas this weekend. I think you guys are all going to be so delighted with what we have there. And even if you're not delighted, we still want to hear from you. But at the very most, at the very least, go vote. We'll have all those details up, and that will also be at watchercrappens.com.
Yes, so get over there. Man, thanks for being here. So today is, it's not Real Housewives of Potomac, Ronnie. You just said the title is Below Deck, Season 10, Episode 11. It's called Frazzled.
It was a stressful episode for me. It was like just tense for me because, nothing makes me feel tense on these shows, like when people are talking shit about each other and someone can hear it in the next room over, I'm like, oh, they can hear you. And I tense all up. It's fun.
Yeah, it was pretty tense. Mostly because my alliances aren't where I think that they would be normally. I mean, I would think I would automatically be on Fraser's side and against Sandy on this episode. Because Sandy, I still have lingering Hannah resentment over how she handled that whole thing. And there's been a lot of things on this show that I've been like, Sandy, you know, have to say, I'm not really team Fraser either on this one. I think Fraser is fucking up a lot and he has an inability to admit that or change. And it's pissing me off watching Fraser. Like, regardless of what Sandy does, I'm getting really fucking annoyed with Fraser and I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm also a bit more on Sandy's side about this. I remember last season when we first saw, by the way, Fraser. We've had some debate all season. Is it Fraser or is it Fraser? And this episode made it very clear it's Fraser. But last season he was very much like, I live and breathe for housekeeping. I'm basically like the best person who could ever do housekeeping in the history of yachts. And when I see it done wrong, I get mad. And then like all season he was fucking up. So he's sort of a scatterbrain, and we're seeing that more and more. The fact that he was not more authoritative with Camille was sort of our first sign that maybe he's not as great as he seemed. Like, maybe the British accent and like the austere mannerisms gave him a lot more credibility than he deserved, perhaps. But I'm with you. I'm like a little bit more on Sandy's side.
So let's get started. So we start with workout grunts, which means Tony is up, you know, thinking about pizza. And he's doing that workout with rings, you know, like where you hang on to the rings and then you hold yourself up sideways, only holding on to rings. To which I say, wow, but also gross. Like, read a book. You know, there's like two parts. Like,
it's not a suitable alternative to work.
there's extremes. You know, that's extreme to me. Like, congrats on keeping up a habit, hanging from rings like that. I don't know. It makes me wonder what's going on. Do you need a hug? Like, what's happening over there?
I thought you'd be like, get some free weights. You're like, read a book. Just give up the workout entirely and read something.
Yeah, when you're so worked out that you can do that, because that's really intense what he's doing. That's very difficult. Yeah. I just say like, wow. And also, but why? You know, like, I don't get it.
Those rings are hard. I used to get a training at LA Fitness. And they loved putting me in those rings. And I would just be there like I looked like a newborn colt or something like that, just like his horse that was, you know, or a fawn, just like fresh out of the womb, just sort of like those rings were like wobbling and going like left and right, you know, like that was a disaster in them. I have a lot of PTSD from it.
It takes a lot to not be a disaster in them, you know. And of course, the first time I ever got on them was actually when I used to work out, and I went to Muscle Beach on Venice Beach.
Really?
And I didn't really go to work. I didn't work out there. I was just with some friends, and I was like, hey, I've been working out. I bet I could do those rings. And then I like got twisted up, and I don't know, I probably popped something. I mean, that shit is hard. So that's what I'm saying. Like, one part of me is like, wow, that's amazing. But the other part of me is like, I don't know. I think it takes like a level of effort that there's something going on that you're not talking about.
TRX, more like TR next. Am I right? Thanks, everyone.
So then Alyssa and Haley are in their room, and Alyssa's like, this room is like a disgusting. And he's like, it really stinks, right? It really is just like trash vagina at a bowling alley after 20. Okay, that's enough of that, right? Jesus Christ, every little thing I say. I mean, is that a trash bag? That's disgusting.
And then Rachel has like mold in some of the bagels. Mold. Bagel cooters. And then Fraser is calling Alyssa and Tyler for like a little meeting. And then but then Ben is also talking to Ross, and he's like, so how's your head this morning? You may have upset Katie a bit last night. And Ross goes, well, I got vague snapshots, but I vaguely remember not much, just crunchy fish. And then we see a flashback of him being like, has anyone's fish crunchy?
Yeah.
Eating a fork.
So then Fraser is downstairs having his meeting, and he's like, so we'll do everything in cabins this morning, beds and bathroom. And Alyssa's like, what is that you're holding? And he's like, someone's eyelash, actually. Very classy. Would he pull that off the couch or something?
I don't know. But then big news, everyone. Katie is going to make a stance, okay? Because she's like, she's really angry. Because for those who may have forgotten, Ross was flirting with Alyssa last night, and Katie felt really like, she was like, she finally sees him for who he is. So she tells us, 3 years ago, I had a boyfriend and we had a house together, and like, come to find out later, he had been cheating on me.
Oh, you don't say, Katie. I am completely fucking shocked.
That was my biggest heartbreak. And you move on from it. And you move on. And you know what? You make sure it happened. Make sure it doesn't happen again. That's why you go after the guy who goes and tries to make out with everyone else on the boat.
It's loud and clear now that Ross is just a fuckboy. And so I hear it loud and clear. And now I have like a wall up 100%.
No, you don't. Nobody who says walls up ever actually puts walls up. Okay? You just think it's something to say to make you look stable. And you don't look stable. You look fucking crazy. Okay? And also there's something with you that you have to go over someone who's obviously got a major drinking problem. At this point, there's yeah, no
that,
doubt.
That alone, by the way.
Yeah, there's something creepy about following that around and trying to make sure it sleeps with you at the end of the night. It's like there's a lot of fucked up stuff happening here, and I would suggest, you know, help Al-Anon Or, I don't know, deal with it like Tony is, you know, just try and hang from some rings. I mean, it seems to be helping him.
Starbucks. Get a job at Starbucks. I don't know. Get off the yacht. This is not going to be a healthy place for you. So, yeah, so then Katie's saying how Katie and Ben are talking about how Alyssa is like really fake to their faces. And then she talks shit behind your back. And Ben's like, yeah, that's what she did to Camille. And I'm like,
oh, still fuck Camille, though. I mean, all this, like, Camille, yes, please. Alyssa being an asshole doesn't make Camille not an asshole. That's making me crazy on this show. They're like, wait a minute. If Alyssa's an asshole, then maybe Camille wasn't the... No, you're all assholes, okay?
You can't have two assholes. It's allowed. You're allowed to have two assholes, okay?
It happens. It's like a French fry being like, wait a minute. That French fry is a carb. You're all carbs. You're French fries, okay? Stop the accusations. You were cast on this show because you're French fries.
Just because you have a colostomy bag doesn't mean you don't have an asshole, okay? You can have both.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
I like that.
I felt like I was really channeling you on that one. I was like, what would Ronnie say?
It's like, that made perfect sense.
Yeah, either way, what I'm not here for is I'm not signing on to the narrative that Camille is a martyr, a victim of Alyssa and her scheming ways. No, Camille was an idiot. Camille was a fucking idiot. She's like a big, dumb lamp without a lampshade. You know, when you see those, you're like, well, what happened to your lampshade? Guess I'll have to get you a new one because you lost it.
And then the lamp just starts drinking. You're like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be drinking. It's like, fuck you.
Okay. I'm an antique.
So now they're all making it.
What do you mean by start drinking?
Oh, Alexa has
something. Oh, God. Yes, Alexa, I'm telling you to start drinking. That's what I'm telling you. What are you accusing me of?
Alexa's God. Like, I have my walls up.
She's like, what do you mean, start drinking? You be quiet.
My last boyfriend cheated on me.
I just have to make sure from now on it's walls up, walls up, wah, 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 walls up, walls up. She's smoking. She just starts smoking, fizzling out. So Rachel and Fraser and Haley, is it really that big of a deal if I say Fraser? Like, is it Fraser?
It's just like willful ignorance then. It's like
it's old habits. It's old dogs. It's old dogs, new tricks.
Last week, it's fine. I said Fraser last week, too, many times. But now that we know better, it's like still say Fraser. Unless you make a point right now and say, you know what? I know your name is Fraser, but I want to keep calling you Fraser. Then I think it's fine.
You
stated,
you know, it's hard.
That would be your nickname for him. You say, I'm going to give you a nickname of Fraser.
I feel it's like dieting. People say you can't just go on a diet. It has to be a lifestyle choice. Like, what the fuck is that? And then you have to change your whole lifestyle. Like, calling somebody a different name after you spent 2 years calling them one name, it's a lifestyle choice. If I could follow a lifestyle choice, I'd be a waist size 30, okay? I'd be hanging from rings like fucking what's his buns Tony, okay? I don't get lifestyle changes. Fraser. So Rachel, Fraser, and Haley are talking, and Rachel's like, I smell like P.O. And Haley's like, no, I do. Smell my vits. Smells like hot sex and a similar drug. Smell it. Go on, then.
Smells like Aquafresh, if you know what I mean. Yeah. I used my pits to jerk off someone once. So Rachel's like, smells like baby powder. So then Tony's trying to juggle waters, and he just drops them everywhere, and then he gets mad at them and accuses them of trying to make him eat food or something. And then Rachel starts telling us about how she has to make her service faster and quicker and stronger. She's telling Fraser, you know, it's my neck, it's your neck, it's all of our necks, it's our necks, it's our backs, it's our pussies, it's our cracks.
And Fraser's like, yeah. So Rachel says, maybe we can get the deck team to help run the food. And he's like, well, or they can order the drinks or something. She goes, yeah, they can help so you can be stronger on service, right? And he's like, oh my God, if I could be out there the whole time, that's what I'd do. I would love that.
Yeah. And Rachel tells us, Charter 6 about to approach. There's a lot of things that need to be worked on. And Captain Sandy has a lot of constructive criticism, and it's great to hear things so you can work on it and get better instead of dwelling in your own shit. Because if we don't, I'm going to throw myself right off the side of this boat.
So a running thing here is Haley dropping the vacuum attachment.
Yes.
It's like a running thing they just keep cutting to in the show. She's vacuuming, and then it falls off. She's like, oh, fuck. And now it falls off. She's like, God damn it. Fuck my life.
Yeah, she's she hasn't mastered the art of really attaching it. So then we see Tyler asking if he can iron the beds, and he tells us, my strength is definitely housekeeping and growing up. When we went to the hairdresser and my mom would get a haircut, I'd sweep up the hair around her, and I'd just like things clean in general. And it's like in the future, I'll make a great husband. I'll be like a sailor in bed. I'll be managing a house the same as a yacht, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
I got lost in that one. I'm sorry, everyone.
He's an odd dude. He's like, yeah, growing up, when my mom got a haircut, all I wanted to do was sweep up hair. That's kind of creepy, Tyler. Not the sweeping up. It's just like the, I don't know, your mom's hair obsession. There was something real weird about it. He's starting to creep me out. Also, poor Fraser. You know, Fraser is, I think Tyler's going to be the death of Fraser, because Tyler's that one who's like, I'm the cleanest person ever. And then when he asked to iron the beds, Fraser is like, oh, we can Febreze them. I'm good with shortcuts as long as they look good. And you know that inside Tyler's head, he's like, he doesn't deserve this. Shortcuts. Why not just burn everybody alive? Why not just take all their hair and make them doll hair for your little dolls? I don't know. There's something about Tyler. It's going to end Fraser.
Yeah, he's going to have a little protest sign that says, haircuts, not shortcuts. And, you know, he's probably going to go talk to Captain Sandy and be like, it's just that things aren't done here as quite as professional as I would like it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So then Haley, oh, for fuck's sake, goddamn vacuum cleaner, piece of crap. God, I'd still fuck you, though, I'll tell you that, you little gorgeous little vacuum cleaner. So then Fraser is checking Tyler's work and a walk around, and Fraser says, wow, this is so tight. It's actually turning me on. And Tyler's like, I've never heard that about a bed before. Disgusting corner cutter.
I know. It's like, I don't have hospital corners. I have full-on medical center corners. So then Ross is, meanwhile, upstairs on the deck, and he's trying to be cutesy with Katie because he really fucked her up the night before. So he takes like a coverlet or something, or just a cover, and he puts it on her head. He sort of like envelops her in it, and she's like, Ross, just finish that cover. Oh my God. Like, this is, you just see it all. It's like watching an accident in slow motion, seeing her do the perfunctory, my walls are up, I know he's a fuckboy, I know exactly who he is, to then like him doing the apologetic flirting, and then her saying, at the end of the day, I just really care about the guy. You know that's going to be coming up next episode.
And Ross tells us, well, Katie's pissed about Alyssa, and she's quite right. She should be, you know, understand. I've made mistakes, and I will make more mistakes. God, I need to have sex. So then text from the toy room. He's like, I'll be in the lads if you're around. And of course, she immediately crawls into the tiny boat with him to fuck him. I mean, come on, Katie.
Yeah. And so he's like lying on her lap, and he's like, I'm using you as a pillow. And she goes, did you fuck Alyssa? And she says, you know, as soon as she drinks and is all about you, you play right into it. And you held hands walking down at the dock. And he's like, well, I should be more aware. And I will apologize, and I will do my best to work as a team. Like, the most basic apology. And she's like, okay, cool.
And he goes, I'll apologize, and I'll do better. Now let's fuck. And then he gets on top of her. And Tony's like, yeah. And Britt's like, yeah, you two stop making rabbit noises in the Tinder.
Yeah, basically they're kissing again. So, then Ben goes, come on, Katie. I just want to shake her. I'm like, well, sir, you're one to speak, seeing who you're in love with. So then Fraser's talking to the staff, and Haley's just talking about how she's like cleaned up her cabin. She talked about how she cleaned up her personal cabin with Alyssa today. She tied it up a little bit because it was a little dirty. And Alyssa goes, so after work, will you have enough energy for the toilet and the shower? And she's like, oh, not really. I did the sink and the toilet. I don't think you got the vibe that I was saying I voluntarily did this. It's both of our rooms. I'm not sure you quite picked up that part, Alyssa.
Yeah, but the toilet's not done. And then Haley just gives a face. She goes, and if you could please clean the bathroom today. She goes, oh, you know, that's right. You don't need to speak to me in that patronizing voice. I'll do it. She goes, yay, thank you. And then as she walks off, she mutters, why don't you just do it, you gross, dirty bitch? Why don't you just do it, you gross, yeah, dirty bitch? How is it her responsibility to clean your joint bathroom?
Yeah, exactly. She said she already did, like, she already did some cleaning and tidying up. So why don't she do the rest? Like, I don't, so obnoxious. So Fraser's like, what's happened? And Haley goes, oh, it's just the way she's in it. I couldn't whine about it if I want, but I live with her. I work with her. I masturbate near her. And if I ever said anything to her, it should be seen as I'm attacking her. It would make my life harder.
Yeah, so then she's another one who's like, now I'm starting to feel like maybe Camille wasn't the problem after all. And so then Alyssa is pissed off. She's talking to herself. She's like, I wasn't being patronizing. Like, you're 32 years old. How can you be so nasty?
Yeah, Alyssa, see, this is the problem when you get rid of the main asshole. You're now the main asshole.
There's no time limit on dirtiness, by the way. If you think you're going to be cleaner than you are at 22 when you're 32, you're wrong. Okay? Yeah. You get grosser as you age. That's just how life works.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap and...
Decades before Anna Delvey began scamming her way into high society, Christian Carl Gerhardsreiter was infiltrating America's most elite circles with little more than a fake name and a lot of charm. Bold, ruthless, and willing to kill, Gerhardsreiter embarked on a caper across the West Coast, successfully evading the FBI for decades. Hi, I'm Saatchi Cole, co-host of Wondery's podcast Scamfluencers, where we unpack the lives and schemes of some of the biggest scammers and con artists. In our recent two-part series, Three Weddings and a Funeral, high society's top social circles become a playground for a fraudster. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Commercial.
So Rachel is talking to the captain. She's like, well, I discussed with Fraser where the delay is. She, oh, you guys had this conversation? I'm so happy to hear that, because service, this is not service. And she tells us, oftentimes, chief stews want to be the friend of everyone. Fraser works in circles trying to carry the interior because he doesn't know how to tell the crew, do your food. And that's his problem. And it's becoming my problem.
Yeah, it's affecting the guests. That's why I got so angry when I said service is not service, because one moment I was like pretty chill, saying like I'm so happy at a conversation. And then the next I was like, service is not service. Bet you didn't see that, huh? But I'm really affected by this.
So then Katie is talking to Tyler while he irons, and she's like, you're new. Tell me about your life. Is Ross cheating on me? And he's like, well, I grew up very religious, and my parents still go to church every Sunday. She goes, oh, yeah, so do mine. Yeah, well, I'm still kind of religious, too, and obviously my limitations because of, like, my situation. And he tells us that South Africa is a very conservative country, and growing up, he went to a very Christian school, and he hasn't come out to his parents because they're so conservative. And he's like, you know, it's funny, my boyfriend goes to church every Sunday, too. She's like, ah!
You know, somewhere in New York, Kyle's just throwing popcorn at the TV. That's my storyline last season on Mid. Try again, loser.
Yeah. You know, just being someone who was from that situation, just from a very conservative religious family, you know, this whole thing that's being brought onto Bravo all the time, just, you know, do what you want. But my advice to you is just say, fuck off. Fuck you. I don't care what you think. I don't fucking need your approval. And don't go to church every fucking week. If they're telling you you're going to go to hell, don't go there. Why would you keep going there? It's the same thing on Family Karma. Nicholas is still traumatized by his family. And I get it. You know, like I said, I've been there. But I just keep screaming at the TV, then tell them to fuck off, dude. Mm. Like, there's like a certain power in it being 2023. But I think that that's the great part. Like, once you do come out of the closet, that's why there are fireworks that go off, because you finally just tell everyone to fuck off, you know? And I want that for you, Tyler. I want it for you, my darling.
Tame gay is going to tame gay. It's just the way it is. Not everyone. Some people are tame gays. Some people aren't tame gays, and that's just the way it is. And I think it's hard for tame gays.
Well, I hope you roar. I want to see you roar. I hope you find your Katy Perry, young man. let's see. So there's the whiteboard, and it's turnaround day. It says on the whiteboard, and Fraser's like, what is this? A penis? Haley?
Yeah, I did a little bit drawing. Hey, Fraser.
I did draw an electric toothbrush up there, but nobody got horny, so I had to change it, darling.
Hey, Fraser. I mean, Frasier, because I keep saying Fraser instead of Fraser, huh? Fraser, Rachel, and Ross meet me in the crew mess for a preference sheet meeting. And Fraser goes, she said Fraser.
So. Oh, yeah, it's Fraser, by the way.
So Sandy's like, all right, well, charter number 6, it's a 1-day charter. Okay, so here's the situation. It's going to be hard on the crew, 1-day charter, but I just hope they bring the energy, okay? I hope that they turn the beat around like Gloria Estefan, am I right? Okay, so Janine is our primary, not Piero, no, or Garofalo, just Janine. And this is her do-over trip because she got divorced, yeah.
Yeah, she spent her honeymoon in St. Lucia, and now she's going to celebrate her divorce in St. Lucia. It's a do-over. And Ross is like, they want fire dances. What Katie will be doing in a few days once her DNA has had a full chance to intermingle. She's like, yeah, well, I want to mention this. Department heads, okay, listen, this is Charter 6. This is now my boat, and I'm going to be putting pressure on you guys, okay? It's like my attitude is going to be like two arms enveloping you and squeezing real hard. Okay, I'm here to provide a level of service that people expect. Now, when I stepped on this boat, you guys went through a captain change. That's not hard. I mean, that's not easy. You know what I mean? You went from a hug-free captain to a hug-all-the-time captain. And I get it. It took time to change. And then you went on a crew change, you know? But that's your grace. It's over. Now, listen, Rachel, you're great. Your food's excellent. Ross, you're hot. You're great. Love your sexual harassment. It's very well practiced. You turned Tony around. Okay, now, Fraser, you suck. You're stupid. And I don't like how you pronounce your name because there's no sitcom called Fraser. Okay?
So, you know what? It's about doing your job and earning their respect, making them win Tonys, okay? Do they sing songs? Because I love it when they turn around Tonys, okay? So put the pressure on your team because I want progress. Use the deck team when you can. Also, your brains. Use your brains and your legs. If you need to get somewhere quickly, remember, legs can go faster, okay? Thank you. We're going to have fun.
So Fraser gets immediately upset. He's like, whatever just happened there really pissed me off. And Ross is like, oh yeah, I could see. And he's like, fuming. I literally couldn't breathe. Yeah, well then do a better job, dude. Like, you're not fucking immune to getting a note.
You have an extra person. You have more people on your staff than almost any other Below Deck series has ever had. So he goes into where the other stews are, and Haley's like, how's the preference sheet meeting go? And he's like, Captain Sandy basically told me I'm doing a terrible job at leading. I was seething. I couldn't even speak. I was just made to feel like I'm doing a fucking terrible job. I mean, her approach is belittling. She's seeing other people do things far better. I'm like, I'm sorry. Okay. Sandy was basically like, hey, improve the service. She was not belittling you. She was not yelling at you or ranting or anything like that. Like, she basically was like, you got to pick it up.
Yeah. And by the way, while he's complaining, he's literally lying down while he's talking. Like, how dare she? So Rachel comes in. He's like, can you believe that? Can you believe she would say that? And she's like, well, that's just her approach. Well, she's saying she sees other people doing things far better than me. And Rachel tells us that she agrees with Captain Sandy, but now Fraser feels attacked. And she's like, he does not take criticism or observation well. He's acting like a goddamn baby.
So then later, Alyssa's talking about it. And she's like, she's weird. Like, Captain Sandy, she'll just, like, criticize in front of everyone. Like, Fraser doesn't deserve it. She's just a cold robot. And, of course, Sandy is, like, right. Like, she's, like, fetching some, like, Folgers right nearby. And she goes, wow. Wow. Wow, I heard that. Wow. Hey, I'm not going to say anything, but if you hear the echo of a wow in the hallway, just know it was me. Maybe hearing ya.
So then Ben is shirtless, and we see an incredibly stupid tattoo on his arm. Have you noticed it?
I saw there was a tattoo, but I didn't commit it to memory. In this moment, I did see the tattoo. What was it? It was like a person, right?
It's like one person. It looks like a blonde person kissing another person's eye, and that other person is smoking. Not really. I don't know. I guess it's characters. I was like, that is the dumbest tattoo.
It's like Beyond Sunset. She's like, he's like, I just love that movie. I need to tattoo it on me.
Yeah, I really needed a little sunset. Juliette Binoche on my arm. Is that her name?
Or Julie Delpy. Juliette Binoche too. Like, it was like a fanfic version.
He's texting Camille. He's like, if you were here, I'd pull you in tight for a kiss. And she's like, I know you would. Seriously looking forward to spending time with you, man.
To me, her text sounded a little friend-zoney to me, if you ask me. If he says, I'd pull you in tight for a kiss, I would expect her to be like, I would love nothing more or whatever, to be in your arms or something. Not like, I can't wait to spend time with you, Ben.
Looking forward to spending time with you. Yeah, it's a little like snuggle like sexting. Like, what is he even doing? Like, who wants to receive that? God, I wish I could pull you in tight for a kiss. Like, show me your dick. You know what I mean? Like, what is this? So
she's back in Mississippi, and she already found some guy at the 7-Eleven that she's going.
Dong. Now that's what I call a touchdown, Tiger. Oh, sorry, that wasn't to you, Ben. Sorry. I can't wait to spend time with you, person I worked with for a minute.
I know. With feathered hair. So Haley's just like laughing and laughing so hard she needs to pee, so she goes on the toilet and pees. And now it's the nighttime and they go to sleep. And now it's the next day, and Sandy's up. She's in her wheelhouse, and oh my God, 22 knots? Are you fucking kidding me? It sounds like you are not kidding. K-N-O-T, kidding. See what I did there? I'm just kidding now. A lot of kidding going on here, but not kidding at the same time. It's windy. What I'm trying to say is it's really windy out here.
Mm-hmm. So then Fraser's doing provisions with Rachel, and he's like, hello, I was wondering if you could tell us where bonfires are approved. Equally, we'd like some fire dancers. That would be great. Equally, we'd like more Frasers because no one else can do a goddamn thing on this boat. So they do provisions, and then the captain calls the deck crew, and Alyssa has a stinky blanket. She's like, it smells like someone took a piss, cleaned it up, and then like pissed on it again. And Haley goes, that's exactly what I fucking did to it.
And then Rachel is asking the interior. She says, interior, can you please put some nuts and olives and gluten-free crackers on the bar? And this is exactly why Ron and I get fucked up, because she did it. And then I said, I'm not going to write that down. And of course, that is the basis of the nuts and olives and gluten-free cracker fight that happens later on. So this is the foundation of this storyline right here.
And then Ben's like, oh my God, these guests, who celebrates a divorce? I said, wow, that's so funny coming from someone in love with Camille. You'll understand that one day, sir. So then they're all getting dressed, and they have to go get the guests on a tender because, oh, you know the wind. So that's Captain Sandy's favorite move, is to go off deck and then make the tender bring them in. And yeah, so
that way it feels like you're 007, you know, like 007 riding on a little boat in the wind and then approaching an inflatable slide. I mean, it doesn't get any more super spy than that. Am I right?
And it's a girls' trip. So you know what that means. Well, lots of woos and really bad straw fedoras.
Yeah, straw hats. And as Ross and Ben are going to the guests on the tender, Ben's sort of like, he's not sure how to deal with a group of divorcees, etc. And he's like, what shall I talk to them about? And Ross goes, probably not her divorce. I'm like, no, you don't understand how this works. Like, you have to specifically ask about the divorce, because I guarantee this lady will want nothing more to do than talk about her divorce for the next 24 hours.
The divorce is literally on her pref sheet. So the captain's like, whoa, look at that. Doesn't Ras look like 007? You go, James Bond. So Janine's like, I feel like I'm going to lose my hat or something. I hate it. So windy. And this is my divorce trip. Well, divorce.
Yeah. So they come onto the boat, and then they go on the boat tour and everything. They're just going around, seeing all the suites, etc., and they're having fun and woohooing. And then Sandy goes up to Ross. She's like, wow, you guys work fast. I'm proud of you. You are like wind. Like, if wind were a deck crew, it would be you right now. I'm proud. Proud of you.
Yeah, you guys sure are amazing. And so Rachel sends up some hummus, and she's like, you want something to eat, guys? And she goes, when the ladies arrive, we have pita and hummus, you know, the usual, but why aren't there snacks? And then we see Rachel on the radio 1 hour earlier. If you could set up the bar with nuts and olives and gluten-free crackers,
And Alyssa going, I'll handle that. I mean, the interior. Yep. Now we've got starving guests who are hungry and hangry. Do what I say when I do it.
So we see Rachel calling Fraser, and she's like, the primary expressed to me that she wants to eat pretty much now, so I'm going to go as fast as I can. So Fraser's like, right, got it. So he starts setting the table, and Alyssa radios down and is like, they're really hungry, and they're, like, really craving some more schnooks. And Rachel goes, okay, so normally on yachts, what we do is we have at the bar nuts and olives and interior snacks, which may sound familiar to you because I asked you to put them on the table. And that's what they were requested from their preference sheets. And are they out? Because when I walked out there, all I saw were empanadas.
Well, I mean, like, they requested, like, Doritos and gummy bears, so I just didn't think that matches much. So I guess I'll find some regular. No. What do you mean? You're not going to give, you don't think their preference sheet is classy enough, so you're not going to serve them? What the hell?
I know. And Rachel's, like, losing her mind. She's, like, really trying not to snap at Alyssa. So she's, like, her face is going red and everything. She's just, please put the snacks out. I mean, you need to enter the boat with that on there. And basically Rachel says that Alyssa is in her own world and in her own head and doesn't stay focused.
And Alyssa walks off and mutters, stupid bitch.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like Rachel was, I think, quite chill about this. You know, she sort of politely told Alyssa, actually, please put the Doritos and gummy bears out. That's basically what she said. And Alyssa's like, bitch, you're about to get a whole lot you really don't want. I'm like, what? Rachel did not. You're the one who didn't put out the simple snacks.
Yeah. So then Alyssa and Haley are at the bar, and Haley's like, all right, we need to get pretzels because chef is, you know, we need pretzels or something. And Alyssa's like, yeah, because the chef's taking like a year for one charcuterie board, which she's having to make because you didn't put snacks out. Dumb hooker. Go do your job. And she goes, just yelled at me about it. And she's like, oh my God, you didn't put out snacks? And then she goes like into one of her dumb, long-ass rants.
There was literally no rants and there was no yelling. Like, that's like, none of that happened.
Yeah, so Alyssa's like, she needs to take her fucking meds and relax. And Haley's like, I don't fucking care, but, you know, maybe don't do this in front of the guests. Because she's just like going off right in front of the guests about her. Yikes. Man, yeah, she's getting worse every week. So she then is. Fraser is seating the guests, and Rachel's getting their pastas ready. And guess what the captain wants? Water toys. Water toys, guys. We've been here 5 minutes. Get the water toys out. Okay, guys. Now put the water toys in. Oh, that's so funny. Look at Tony go. Good job, Tony. God, you're good. Okay, put the water toys out. Put them out. Tony, hurry, 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 hurry. Okay, bring them in. Bring them in. Oh, my God. This is so fun.
So, and Rachel starts telling us about how Fraser is frazzled. I just really want to give him some Xanax. And then downstairs, we see Tyler is ironing, and he's also on the phone with his mom. And he's like, well, everyone here is really nice. I mean, the boat was in shambles when I got here, and I'm just trying to, like, clean it up a bit. Bring up the standards a little bit, because you know when you're, like, wiping up counters at the end of the night, and you got to move off the counters and put things back? Nobody does it. It was, like, black under the coffee machine. Yeah, Mom. Yeah, I can't believe it. Mom, question. You're not at the salon, are you? I feel like I can hear hair falling around your feet and not being swept up. It's really making me uncomfortable.
Please send me pictures of clipped hair soon, Mom.
So then Rachel is talking to the ladies, and she's like, hey, here we've got some ladies celebrating divorces. And I'm like, woo!
And the Janine lady is like, yeah, an Italian divorce. She goes, well, maybe we'll call it the Italian affair.
And everyone woos. And they're like, mangia. So now the ladies go change for another meal, because that's literally all anybody does on this show.
Yeah.
Let's go to a new meal.
Well, at least they don't have to go on an adventure, like a Below Deck adventure, like wedge an adventure in their 24 hours. So Rachel's in the galley, and Sandy comes in and she goes, hey, so how is your communication? He goes, oh, it's better. Once again, it was Fraser coming downstairs. Hey, but remember, if it's not working, continue to have those conversations, okay? I'm going to go upstairs and look at the wind. God, it's windy out there, Rach. Real windy.
The captain is so shady trying to start all this shit. Just talk to him and tell him what you need. Why do you keep going back to Rachel? It's so weird. So then Janine's like, I haven't been here for 15 years. And you know what? My honeymoon was here. And now look at me here. Divorce. I'm so happy. We're going to get to see Janine just have a total fucking breakdown, right?
I know. When do we get to see her sobbing? Because it's going to happen, right? St. Louis. So many memories of Paulie. So then Sandy's calling Ross. She calls up Ross and Fraser and sort of showing them on a map where this beach bonfire is going to be and everything. And then there's water sports. And then Alyssa's talking to her mom on the phone while she's up on the deck cleaning. And Fraser starts talking to Haley. And Haley's like, I'm not going to lie to you, but I'm noticing Alyssa's sass has turned into something a little bit more. And it's worrying me a bit.
And he's like, yes, yesterday's attitude was a bit peculiar. And he tells us, I think removing Camille from the crew spikes some sort of behavior in Alyssa that I'm really not appreciating. I can't wait to do absolutely nothing about this, which I will do this
exactly.
Episode. I promise you right now, I will do nothing.
Yeah, I think the behavior in Alyssa is not from Camille leaving. I think it's because all season long, Fraser has not disciplined any of his... Well, discipline sounds like it makes it sound like they're children, but he hasn't basically checked any of his stews, right? Camille was so horrific, and he only yelled at her once, you know? And Alyssa has such a bad attitude, and he doesn't say anything about it.
I think he thinks of it as he's doing everything, and they're just kind of extras in this movie where right. He's, like, literally playing every role, you know, which is bad. So then Alyssa is like, yeah, so this is, like, 6 out of 9, and everything's going fine work-wise, Mom. Like, it's going great. And then Fraser runs out there. She's by the hot tub, and he runs out waving his arms. He's like, Alyssa, no way, no way, no phone, no phone. And then he starts going down the stairs faster. She goes, okay, I guess I have to go, Mom. He's like, sorry, babe, we're not having phone calls. It's like, wow, you tell her as he runs away.
Yeah, and then she does this thing because he's like, I'm so sorry, babe. And she goes, no, you're fine. I just had my mom on the phone. I'm like, okay, well, that passive aggression was noted. But I also hate where, like, you're the one who did something wrong, so I don't need you to tell me I'm fine. You know, I hate when people do that. You're fine. No, you're fine. I'm like, no, I wasn't apologizing for my behavior. You're the one who's doing the wrong thing. Don't tell me you're fine. I'm fine. I hate that.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So he passes by Tyler, and Tyler's like, are you good? And he's like, well, I just caught her on the phone, on the sun deck. Can you believe it? And like, well, okay, you're getting mad at the wrong things here, buddy. So then clean. And then in the galley, Fraser is talking to Rachel. And he's like, all right, we can do some stuff on board. And then the fire dance is on land. So you know what? I hate the idea of going to land and setting all that up. But no one else can do it but me. I mean, an outing on sand with fire dancers. I'm the only person that can oversee this. Get over yourself, dude. Seriously, you're going to take some coolers to a beach.
Yeah. And Rachel's like, listen, you're spreading yourself too thin. You know, like you're burning yourself and you're not being in front of the guests, which is where you need to be. And he's like, I can't do it. So Rachel's seen this happen before. And so she's basically says like, yeah, he's basically going to destroy himself unless he learns how to delegate. So then Fraser is telling Alyssa that he's going to go to the beach. So he's going to have Alyssa do dinner service all on her own. And spoiler alert, that doesn't happen. I feel like he's back for dinner service, right?
No, I don't remember. I'll have to wait and see. Well, no, she does most of it alone, I think. I think he gets back like once it's over. But he's like, I know what I have to do, but I don't like it. Someone else will have to pass the dishes that you create to people. And make sure they have forks. This is horrifying. So then he sees Alyssa by the bar, and she's yawning while he gives her this great gift of staying on board. And she's like, oh, my God. So I can set up for dinner, and then I'll start dinner. We're totally going to stand by. And she tells us, Fraser, trusting me with service is, like, the biggest compliment a micromanager can give someone. Like, being able to put all this Camille confusion behind me is just what I needed. So I know I excel at being a stewardess, and this is a chance to prove it. And this is where I feel kind of bad for her, because she has no idea that the tides have turned.
That's right. Like she's actually very, she thinks that she's the star of some amazing Cinderella story right now.
Yeah.
And like now the audience is like, yeah, well, fuck you too. So, so the Janine is now talking to her friend Lindsay and she goes, you know what? I'm never getting married again. He just wanted to control me every day at 9 o'clock. Where are you? Where are you? Constantly checking in. I don't need that. I don't need that. And you know, Lindsay's like, so great to see the story hasn't changed in the 5 times you told me in the past 5 days. Great. Thanks so much.
I know. And they're all stuck with her, you know, like you can't leave.
They're like, they just know that Janine has to tell the stories, but they're so sick of them, especially because they've all lived through this before.
I know. Now Ben has to listen to it. He's like, so where are you from? She goes, Brooklyn. That's where it's at now. You know, all the celebrities live in Brooklyn. And he says, is that why you're there? She goes, no, I followed the love. My ex lived there. And I fucking hate Brooklyn. You know, it's not like Brooklyn's fault, but seriously, like, did my ex try to control me or did Brooklyn? I don't know, but I'm divorced and I cannot believe. This is where I got married. Did you know that? I got married here.
Isn't it funny that there's a Brooklyn Bridge? Because I'll tell you who did not build a bridge. My ex. Okay. Not even an attempt to reconcile. Okay. I'm over it.
So now they all go to the island and Fraser and Katie are in a van and Katie's like, yeah, this is much better than doing a long dinner, huh? And he goes, oh my God, I'm so worried. I left Alyssa at dinner. What if someone asks for salt and she doesn't know what it is, where it is? What can I do?
What will I do if she forgets how to pour wine into a glass?
And Tony's like, you have to trust your crew, bro. And goes, well, I'm insecure with the decision I made. However, I know if I weren't here, the aesthetic wouldn't be right. And I'm not used to trusting people enough in the job. Can't wait to perfect this aesthetic of sand and fire twirling, neither of which I have anything to do with.
Table and napkins. Well, to be fair, I did think about having Haley set this up, but I was afraid she would make the table look like a giant penis.
So they have a party, and back at the boat, Alyssa's on the radio. She goes, deck crew, Alyssa, could you take out the upper pantry trash? And Ben's like, cool, that gets you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Ross is like, it starts to get a little grating, right? Very grating. Are we talking about Katie? What are we talking about right now? No, we're talking about Alyssa in the trash. Oh, yeah. Also grating.
Yeah, so now they all feel taken advantage of because she literally calls them to take out the trash every 5 minutes. So now Alyssa's passing the bar and looking at the floor. She's going, what kind of cleanup job is that?
Yeah, she's just being real. It's not that she's being lazy. It's more coming from a power trip place. Like, I could take out the trash, but it's not my job. And I'm going to tell the people whose job it is to take it out because they should be doing it. And the fact that they're not doing it shows that they're lazy. It's like one of those fucked up scenarios, and I'm not exonerating her. I'm just saying it's just a different kind of like, just take out the trash. Just take it out. It's literally right there. I don't know where it goes, but just like put it somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that it's the deck crew's job to take out the trash every single time, but I don't know. I don't remember. And I can't believe we've watched probably hundreds of episodes of Below Deck, and I had to actually think about it. I was like, wait, is it the deck's crew? The deck's
I don't.
Job?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, I feel like when it's during dinner service, it is their job because the stews are bringing food up or they're cleaning rooms and the chef is cooking. So I feel like that, oh, Deckies come in and take out the trash. But if the guests are like off the boat and she's just like walking around, I kind of feel like it's her job then.
So then it turns to Haley. She's like, Alyssa, she's like, Haley, Alyssa. And Haley's like, oh God, this is getting to me now. She goes, I don't know why, but the drinks are all still on the table. She goes, what, in the pantry? She goes, no, in the Sky Lounge. She goes, ah, the Sky Lounge. So if you want to like stand down when you're done, I guess I'll go up there. So, you know, I was going to like stand here and complain about this floor being dirty, but I guess if I have to go do something, I'll do it.
Yeah, Haley is basically biting her tongue, and Fraser's now pouring pretzels into a bowl on the beach, you know, working on that special aesthetic that only he knows. And he's like, well, it's basic, but sometimes being a basic bitch sells very well. I've been doing it for 29 years, girls.
Oh, so then Alyssa's still complaining and groaning as she cleans the bar. And then the captain and Rachel. So the captain does one of her check-in things with Rachel. She's like, oh, hi, Rachel. So I've been thinking about it. I've applied pressure to you. And now you need to communicate what you need. Yes, Sandy, we fucking know. What do you want her to do? Do you want her to beat the crap out of Fraser? Like, what do you want? You're down here every 5 minutes. Just say what you fucking want.
Yeah. And she's like, Rachel's like, well, I've already discussed with Frazier and he's not going to change his style of management. You know what? At the end of this charter, evaluate. But you're the chef. Okay. Okay. You're the chef. You're still the chef. All right. I'm going to walk around somewhere else and stick my nose into something, okay? You know, I'm not going to get involved in Frazier's decisions. He's got to make his own decisions. He has to learn his own decision-making. But this isn't about tearing people down. It's about doing a job and giving them an expectation and making them accountable for it. So instead of getting involved in his decisions, I'm just going to encourage other people to get involved in his decisions instead.
Right. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to tell him how to do things. I'm just going to undermine him. Not so subtly, and turn Rachel against him. Okay, this will be fun. So then Rachel's like, oh, don't worry, we're on Charter 6 and my delivery will not be as nice. And she goes, okay, just communicate. And if it's not working, continue to have those conversations. Okay.
If you need to throw in a hug, that's cool too, but make it an angry hug, if you know what I'm saying.
Make it a nice cold hug.
So then Frazier, basically people are coming over. Now the guests are heading onto shore. They're in the vans and everything. And Janine's like, so my girlfriend got a BBL and I'm obsessed. Why am I at the gym two hours a day when I can just get a BBL? I mean, I guess it's because I'm divorced. Guys, can you believe I'm divorced? I'm divorced.
So then Rachel just sees a bowl of flour and she's like, what is this shit? Fuck you, flower. And then the fire dancers. And then Tony jumps in. And turns out Tony's also a fire dancer. And he's like, I was a dancer from 2011 to 2016. And everyone would come to my town just to see the fire show. And I love it. It took practice because it's risky. But people recognize you do something dangerous. And they say, woo. And then they say, I'm divorced. And then I walk around town with pride.
Unfortunately, my career came to an end when I insisted on only doing shows at 4:30 in the morning.
So I was a little worried when he picked up the fire after we saw his juggling attempt earlier. It's like, don't do it, Tony.
That is true. And then I was like, wow, he's really good at this. So then Haley is introducing, is learning about queso because there's like some... like a squeeze bottle of it or something. She's like, is this a sauce? And Alyssa's like, it's queso. She's like, I literally had no idea what it was. I almost used it as lube. No. They go crazy for it, the Americans. We just love queso. Haley is just so confused. She's like, so it's like a sauce, but it's hot. I don't understand. What? Listen, you know, you guys give us British people a lot of shit for our food, but for crying out loud, what the hell is this thing?
Yeah. So then Alyssa's like, can you grab tongs? And then Frazier radios that they're on the way back. And there's a lot of who cares lines here. So let's go to the bar. So now Alyssa's doing drinks. And one of the ladies is like, did you know that Janine got a divorce and Tony is a fire dancer? And she's like, oh my God, he performed like he does everything. That's crazy. And then a lady drips queso down her shirt. And Haley just passes by like, wow, you're like the Monica Lewinsky of queso. Enjoy that.
Oh, if I didn't realize that's how you eat queso. I get it now. I get it.
So now they're changing for dinner and everything. And Frazier's back from the beach. So this is what I'm saying. He's back already for dinner service. So I don't understand why this was like such a whole thing that he let Alyssa go solo for dinner service if he's back while they're changing and everything. Like, it's mad. Yeah. Think about it.
So then it's dinner time, and Rachel's like, Gally, can I get someone to help me with my trash? And Katie and Ben are both doing something. And Rachel's talking about how she serves garam masala with honey. And then a lady's like, oh, my God, is this a giant wonton? And Rachel goes, actually, this is a pompadom from Indian cuisine. She goes, so wonton. I love it. Bring some fortune cookies.
And then they're like eating this, they're eating all this stuff. And then one lady, Liz, is like, I'm not mad at this lobster, as long as the lobster's not mad that I'm using my fingers. And then another lady goes, this is fat-free. It has all been fat-free. Like, I'm just going to say, I don't think it's fat-free.
It's also, just like every basic lady thing to say. They're saying like, hope the lobster's not mad at me using my fingers. Wow, everybody. Here's my prayer that all of this is fat free. Am I right?
I'm getting divorced.
Also, isn't that like such an 80s take on nutrition? Like, wasn't it the 80s where we cared about like, it has to be fat-free? And that's why everyone got hooked on sugar, because all the fat-free stuff has no sugar. So the fact that she's like, guys, it's fat-free, it's really good. I'm just going to shame her for her outdated food trends.
Every waiter hears that all the time. This is no calorie, right?
Like, yeah, sure. Your giant piece of steak with a sauce on it. It's fat-free, totally.
So Fraser is like, wow, Alyssa, well done this evening. It gives me so much pride. Well done. And then they hug and slap five. And so then Rachel does this thing with sternos in glass cubes with moss in them, and she's like, ladies, yeah, tonight you have s'mores, and since you can't have a bonfire, we made you a bonfire here.
Yeah,
for anybody who's seen the movie The Menu, this was a particularly delicious scene. I was like, do it.
I haven't seen that yet, but I can only imagine. But I just, yeah. I wondered how the fat-free lady felt about that. Guys, it's all fat-free.
I'm sure she said it. Every fucking course that came out, she probably said it. Like, this is no calorie rise. It's fat free.
She just thinks it's a running joke with the staff. Guys, can I have some more tequila? Fat free, am I right? They're like, shut the fuck up.
So then it's bedtime, and Ross is like, I think I'll just wank it. Like, please, just do it. Gross. Just shut up, dude. So then in the morning, Rachel and Fraser are talking, and Rachel checks in with them, and he's like, last night I took a leap of faith letting Alyssa serve dinner, but it went well.
I took such a leap of faith having her serve dinner by herself in her mind, but actually coming back to serve dinner myself. That really worked out well.
Yeah, so I'm still confused on the spot point. So yeah. The captain's like, beep, beep, dang, the Caribbean is nonstop wind. There's a window early in the morning. Otherwise, we're stuck on anchor. That's why we're going to get out of here and then make them tender back to shore again. God, I love that.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. Deck crew, you got to wake up because we got to go. We got to go. So Katie like goes and wakes up everyone like, wake up. And Sandy tells us, deck crew is in it to win it. Mad respect, okay? Like, they're not complaining. They're like, yes, Captain, let's do it. It is windy. This is my decision, and I'm going to keep on having those conversations. In it to win it.
Then she gets on the radio and she goes, deck team, Captain Hugsy, listen, just want to say, deck team is awesome. Deck team is the dream team. No one is better than the deck team. Hope the interior is not upset, but you suck. Okay, all of you suck. So Tyler and Alyssa hear this, and Tyler just kind of rolls his eyes, and he's like, has Captain always favored the deck crew? She goes, oh, yeah, she definitely favors the deck crew. She sucks deck crew dick. And the captain is right behind them in the pantry and hears them. She goes,
You know, your voice carries. And for me as a captain, I just rise above it. Hold on one second. I got to make an announcement. Deck team, you are the best team of all time, and I know you would never accuse your captain of sucking dick. Okay, as I was saying, I just rise above it, you know, but if it's a constant problem, then I will eliminate that problem.
Okay, Terminator. It's like, then I, if it comes to a problem, I will eliminate the problem. I was like, whoa, okay. So then we cut to Alyssa carrying glasses with her fingers deep into the glasses, which just, you're fired. You're officially fucking fired after I saw. It's disgusting. So then anchoring, Tony is like hanging out of the little hole thing eating. And they're like, don't you want to come out of the hole? He's like, no, I look thinner in here.
Yeah. So then he keeps, by the way, he stashes gummies in the anchor hole. He's like, this way it's easier. I'm like, okay.
He's like to keep them for later or what?
Yeah. Meaning that he's like all about exercise, but he's like stashing gummies all over the boat.
Yeah. Love it. So then Fraser is saying to the guests, I always recommend packing before breakfast so you can stay up here as long as possible and you won't feel rushed. And they're like, oh, okay. I'm divorced. He's like, yes, divorced lady. So they all go pack and Alyssa comes to serve them. And then the captain sees Ross taking luggage, and she's like, why the rush to the luggage? What's the rush for? And it's, well, when somebody calls us to come do luggage, we come do luggage. I'm not in control of that. So she gets on the radio, and she's like, interior crew, let's not rush the crew and make them pack. We came to the dock early because of the weather. We're not forcing them to do anything. Also, I'd like just to leave this message for the deck crew. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are... Okay, back to the interior crew. You guys suck, okay? And Fraser's like, that's not what I'm doing.
Hey, all crew, I just want to say I just got a phone call from Norma who says, hey, even though you're an inept captain, you still have the best deck crew of all of the world. Wow, I can't believe that. We had a little bit of a truce for one moment, just so she can talk about how great the deck crew is. Oh, wow. That was pretty amazing.
So she's like, yep, yeah, we want the guests off before 12, but I don't want them feeling rushed. And Fraser's like, they're not rushed off the boat. She goes, interior, do you copy? Do you copy? And so Fraser's like, Captain Fraser, rather. And she goes, go ahead, Fraser. And he's like, what's your location? And it's Fraser.
Yeah. And he's like, why would she do that on the radio like that? And Lissa goes, because she's a bitch. So Sandy's like, hey, Fraser, I don't want the guests to feel rushed off the boat. He goes, oh, that's not what I want to do. What I want to do is maximize their experience, because I've seen people not enjoy their last few moments. And I've seen them frantically looking for things. She goes, oh, okay, I appreciate that. He's like, it's all about the experience. I fully feel that. Okay. I get it. All right. Hey, you know what? Fraser always has an excuse for everything, and he never takes accountability for anything. Like, why did he cause all that wind? Every day he's causing wind. He never takes accountability. I don't care how you spin packing the luggage. You're pushing them off the boat.
So then the rain comes and they're eating breakfast and Haley's like, this is probably one of the best things you're going to try in your life. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant my breasts and I have to keep them in. Sorry. It's boat rules. Here's a ship breakfast for you. Eat up, ladies.
And the lady's like, this is a masterpiece. So is my marriage. But look what happened there. Okay, Janine, we get it. We get it. You're divorced. Okay. Just enjoy your French toast.
So they run around covering stuff because of the rain, and then they leave some muffins, and they don't eat all their muffins. So Fraser takes the muffin tin thing, and he's like, all right, they didn't finish these muffins. Do not touch them. And Alyssa's like, no way, these are my muffins. And the captain is on her laptop right in the next room. So they don't see her, but she's right around the corner. And she's like, my cabin wall ends in the pantry. I hear everything. And when I come out of my cabin, I see the same thing. A lot of standing around chatting while they're calling the deck crew to take out the trash. And that bothers me.
Because what's happening is while the deck crew is frantically covering up all everything because of the rain, Alyssa is radioing them saying, like, hey, the pantry trash is full. She's, once again, you know, ordering them to come, you know, empty out the pantry trash. And then she's like standing nearby, stuffing her face with a muffin, a leftover muffin. And so Sandy hears and sees all this and she just loses it. So she goes, okay, you know what? Can someone strip my bed? Because there's three of you standing around and this crew's doing all this, the crew's doing all the work for the interior and it's not fair to them. So it's punishment. You have to strip my bed. And yes, I will be playing Brandy Carlisle while it happens, which will actually be a pretty lovely experience. In many ways, this is actually a reward.
And Fraser is like, Captain, we are not standing around. She goes, oh, you know what? There's three of you. The deck crew is busting their ass, like taking out all the garbage out for you guys constantly. And he goes, well, we've just tried to clear everything. And that's just, Fraser, now is not the time to talk to me. It is not the time. Well, I just want to defend my team. She goes, stop talking, Fraser. And he tells us, pure rage. I've never been in a fight and said it's not the right time to speak to me. I've never felt so sickened by a captain in my... You would be fucking fired, dude, by anybody else. And especially if you sassed off to me like that. You're literally standing there eating a muffin while Alyssa is calling for people to do garbage. How could you even think that right now would be a good time to argue?
I know. Well, also when he says, I've never been in a fight and said it's not the right time to speak to me. Well, you weren't in a fight. Your boss was telling you, get back to work. That's not a fight. That's you receiving orders, okay? So when she says, it's not the right time to speak to me, like, you're not, there's, this is not an equal exchange of words and sentences and thoughts. This is you needing to put the muffin down and take that garbage out yourself and take care of shit.
Yeah, boo. Boo to you. So then, coming up, I will not tolerate insubordination. The fish stinks at the head. And right now, you're the head.
Are you saying I'm a fish? I have never been as disgusted in my life as when Captain Sandy said I was a fish.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck. Everybody, thank you so much for being with us, my little darlings. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for your live show tickets, and we will be back mañana with The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Last Namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, You Can't Have a Burger Without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, She Only Uses Her Power for Good. Can't Stop Fanning Over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Better Do What She Says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides. Undo Your Fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We Love Him Madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a Good Hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We Want to Hang with Liz Lang. The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinking Violet Kutar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.